Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music.
David Holt grew up in Garland, Texas. He says, "I grew up in a family of informal storytellers, and there was plenty to tell about our wild and woolly Texas forefathers. Storytelling was just a natural part of family life for me. I never thought about telling stories in public until I began to collect mountain music and came across interesting and unusual anecdotes from mountain folks. I began to use these stories in concerts and realized the power storytelling holds." The only homemade music in our house was played by my father on bones and spoons that had been passed down in our family for five generations.
A group of jolly cowboys.
In 1968, David sought out Carl Sprague, the first of the recorded singing cowboys. He said, "Mr. Sprague taught me how to play the harmonica and regaled me with old-time cowboy stories. This experience introduced me to the excitement of learning from the source, the old-timers themselves." His journey into mountain music began when he was a student at the University of California at Santa Barbara. He went to hear bluegrass legend Ralph Stanley. Ralph played a little clawhammer banjo that he'd learned from his mother. He launched into Shout Lulu, and David Holt was hooked. David approached Ralph after the show and asked him where he could learn that style of banjo playing. Ralph told him, "You'll have to go back to the mountains around Galax, Virginia, or Asheville, North Carolina." David took off for the southern mountains in a car his grandmother had left him. He began to learn the old-time banjo and began visiting folks throughout the mountains who would become his friends and mentors. Learned fiddle tunes from Bard Ray and Aubrey Ramsey of Madison County. Hammered dulcimer from Virgil Craven in Cedar Falls, North Carolina. Got to know early country music recording artists like Walt Davis of Black Mountain.
Young Emily was a pretty farm miss. She loved the drive.
Century-old ballads from the community of Sodom Laurel.
Stage from a golden gate way down in the lowland low. Her father lived in a public house on yonder shore. Go ye, go ye, there entering in the...
And some banjo tunes and slide guitar licks from Wade Maynor of Stony Knob in Buncombe County.
Shoot that turkey buzzer, just hear him holler.
And the Piedmont Blues from Etta Baker of Burke County. David didn't keep all of this music to himself. He gave public performances, some sponsored by the U.S. State Department, shared the music in far-flung places like South America, Nepal, and Africa. He showcased the performers in concerts and schools throughout the Southeast and started the Appalachian Music Program at Warren Wilson College in Swannanoa, North Carolina in 1975. The first of its kind in the country. Students could learn country harmony singing, how to call square dances, and the history of country music, among other things. Now, many universities offer a full BA in traditional bluegrass or country music.
Maggie, take me home, little Maggie, take me home. I'm as pretty little bird as I can be.
David was a cast member of Hee Haw. did a live music show for the Nashville Network called Fire on the Mountain, Public Radio International's Riverwalk, Classic Jazz from the Landing, and numerous shows for public television, including Folkways, The Great Scenic Railroad Journeys, and David Holt's State of Music. He's played the Grand Ole Opry as a 4-time Grammy Award winner and had a cameo in the hit film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Here's what David says about his relationship with mountain music.
And this is Doc's first tune he learned called Georgie Buck.
Mountain music passes down the wisdom contained in the old songs and tunes. It helps create community and builds friendships. It teaches us self-discipline. And it honors the old folks we learned it from. And it can create fun out of thin air. Really, what else could you ask for? It's good medicine.
Never had no luck. I've always been treated this way, boys. Always been treated this way. I said, oh, me, oh, Lord, my. Always been treated this way.
Let's play, John.
David, let's play Way Downtown. What do you think?
Maybe his most enduring work was with the legendary Doc Watson. They toured together for 14 years. David chronicled Doc's life and work on an innovative 3D set, Legacy. This album was made up of live performances with interviews woven in between. It not only showcased much of the influential music for which Doc was famous, but it also captured Doc, telling the stories of his own life. Legacy was awarded the Grammy Award for Best Traditional Folk Album in 2002. David's career in music has earned him numerous awards and honors, and in October of 2021, it was announced that the state of North Carolina is honoring David with the North Carolina Award. This award is the state's highest civilian honor and a clear indication that a journey, one that took form when Ralph Stanley sent David to Asheville to learn to play the banjo, has come full circle.
Down the road till you come to the turn, a rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the line.
Down the Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.